two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're chatting, sprawled out in a circle under the shade of a big tree in the backyard, watching the kids run, jump, and shoot plastic air rockets onto the roof.
Yeah, it's social cues, and Avi needs that. He needs to know what it looks like when someone's happy.
Yes.
Or sad. Or mad. Not behind this mask.
Right.
Look at all those kiddos just hanging out.
It's great. I love it.
That's
all I want.
Right there.
Is that.
That's all they need.
The proposal is rotating play dates and learning sessions between the family's homes two or three times a week, all between a group of like-minded people.
Well, we've been the same where we only hang out with a few families.
Yeah.
And we know who they're hanging out with.
Right.
And they're not...
But when school gets back in, that's totally different.
That's when it all changes. Yeah.
They're exposed to a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of kids. And so that's where...
So, like, we'll be all in on each other then, basically.
Yeah.
There are questions about how we're all handling public space.
You guys been going to parks at all? Like, playgrounds? No, we haven't either.
Anytime we go to the park and there's kids there, it's like, we're not playing there today.
The other ones.
There are scheduling issues.
And I mean, I do work from home, so I can't wild...
Right. And he does,
child
too.
Thing.
Yeah, he does, too.
And I have a flexible schedule, but I can't really commit.
Some of us, like our family, are still on the fence about school, while one other says they're going.
If we send Avi to school, how many of you guys
stay
out?
Well, the whole reason we're doing this is so we don't expose them to tons of... kids, and
right,
that would
right.
expose him to whoever's
it opens
obviously
up,
to expose
makes
so,
it bigger.
Yeah,
so probably out.
Yeah.
Same with you guys?
I think probably, yeah.
We're
yeah.
definitely sending our kids to school.
Well, that's until there possibly isn't school, which is why they're here. We agree that at least before anyone goes back to give this a trial run of a couple days a week, there's a lot of doubt.
There's just...
I'm so back and forth.
There's
I know.
Just a lot of moving parts.
There
and,
are.
And when it's not a... feel like no matter what happens, is at some point it's gonna fall apart.
Are you talking the school system or what we're
trying
to do?
Trying to do.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.